Carrot and stick, the twin ingredients of the government plan to begin phasing out COVID supports and kickstart the economy. The Cabinet is meeting this morning to agree a plan for the winding down of the pandemic unemployment payment from the autumn. Timelines for other supports to business, including the Employment Wage Subsidy Scheme and the COVID Restrictions Support Scheme, will also be signed off, as well as a stimulus package for economic recovery. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane has more. The three party leaders, Micheál, met last night. So is the detail now of this package of measures, is it agreed by them and ready for Cabinet approval?
Well, I think there was a shape of an agreement certainly last night, Mary, but this is one of those contentious issues particularly, and there is a political sensitivity around it. So I think no one would be completely surprised if there were further tweaks along the way. But it seems what is expected at this point anyway is that you will see the pandemic unemployment payment reducing from most likely some point in the middle of September by 50 euro. Then there would be another 50 euro reduction possibly in mid-November, and the final one taking place early next year, possibly in February. And that when it comes to new entrants, well, the cutoff point there would be from next month now, from early July. And then the other issue, and this is likely to generate some debate at Cabinet, it seems, is that when it comes to students, that the pandemic unemployment payment there would possibly be cut from maybe as early as the 7th of September. So that's the outline of the plan that took shape last night, but a mindfulness at all times that it is a sensitive one.
What about the other supports to business, the wage subsidy scheme and the support scheme?
Yeah, they will continue. And in total, the funding that the government is looking at there is about 2 billion. So they continue beyond the third quarter of the year. It seems the wage subsidy scheme and that COVID restrictions support scheme, which could run for quite some time yet. It's interesting too that when that scheme ends for a particular business, and of course that second one is when businesses have been shut as a result of the pandemic and can't open at all, that they would get an increased payment, an exiting payment as well, to help them get back on their feet. All of this generated by the view that government feel that if they can get people back to work, then that will negate the possibility of tax rises further down the line. That's the key principle that's guiding the thinking at this moment. And indeed, by 2023, there is a hope in government that more than 2.5 million people can be at work, which would exceed the 2019 levels of employment. So it does seem to be about getting people back to work. As a result of that, other things too, like that waiver on commercial rates, that will continue for the third quarter of the year, and it seems likely longer. And in a bid to help hospitality and tourism, it seems that that VAT rate, which there have been calls for quite some time to let it run into next year, that reduced VAT rate, that seems that there will be a signal on that level as well.
And then there's, you know, the economic recovery plan. Do we have an overall value on this plan?
Well, we do know that a large chunk of it, it comes from that European fund of over 915 million euro. And out of that, it seems that a majority of it will go on the green side or the environmental side. So you will see a major initiative and a loan scheme for people to retrofit their homes. And there's also said to be a significant announcement on a public transport development outside of Dublin. So that will be the main bulk of that money. Then on the other side of it, there's going to be investment in training and digital and green jobs, and a significant investment too in further education, particularly for technology universities.
Is this new money, Micheál, or is this, you know, old wine in new bottles?
I think the fact that there is funding being put aside to continue those wage subsidy schemes and the other employment supports, that the government would view it as new money, combined then with that European support that's coming in there, it does seem like it is a plan, one more set of borrowing to try and get the economy kickstarted. And I suppose it is for that reason that if there are further tweaks at Cabinet, a little bit more borrowing, an extra borrowing to deal with political sensitivities couldn't be ruled out either.
Now, they need to get buy-in for this scheme, both the phasing out of the supports and the kickstarting of the economy from their own parties in government. But also, will they get buy-in from the opposition on this?
I think the opposition are adamant that the pandemic unemployment payment should be made available for continually for people who need it, for people who work in sectors that will be very slow to recover and in many cases were the first to be impacted by this. So I think that is likely to be the call. Government will try and counter that by saying this hasn't happened suddenly and that they, to use the cliche, there isn't the cliff edge and that the employment supports will continue. But I think it is inevitable that there is going to be some type of backlash when the Dáil meets at 2 o'clock if things proceed along the lines as we understand them at this moment.
There's other issues as well for Cabinet and indeed for the Dáil. The renewal of the offences against the state legislation, which includes the Special Criminal Court, will that be a box-ticking exercise or will there be opposition to that?
Well, I think it's interesting on that front because while that will no doubt get the backing of Cabinet and ultimately then a resolution of the Oireachtas, what is significant there is that this did form part of the programme for government negotiations. And of course, there is a review underway, the first in 20 years review of its kind into this legislation and these acts. But that report isn't due for a while. There's an interim report due this month, but the entire work which got underway in March, it's going to take 6 months to complete that. So I suppose it's at that point that you will see a greater discussion around this issue, which was something that also featured during the general election campaign.
Yeah, and just briefly, pharmacists to be brought into the vaccination programme, something they've long looked for.
Yeah, this has been spoken about for months now. And in the Shannon yesterday evening, the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, said that he had received an update at that point inside the few hours before he made his way into the Shannon, and that he had confirmation that from early June, that pharmacists would have a role in administering the vaccine. And he said this was particularly important and significant for the many people who live far away from vaccination centres.
OK. Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent, thank you very much.